This is News and Experts, Business and Beyond.
And before I talk a little bit about Twitter and everything like that, I want to focus and talk to someone who knows a lot about business, and specifically the development of businesses through the leaders. Dr. Joni Carley joins us right now, and she is an executive coach and has developed transformation programs for United Nations Departmental Leaders, and was featured in Volume 1 of Stepping Stones to Success. Joining us right now is Dr. Carley. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us here on News and Experts. How are you on this Tuesday?
Great to be here, Alex. I'm great. Thanks.
Good. You know, one of the things that I think is interesting in this particular time and where we are right now is the fact that for so many businesses, and so many people, even in the state of Florida, what we found, you had a lot of entrepreneurs getting out there trying to make their own way and then beginning to build their teams once they're beginning to build their small business. And I think for many entrepreneurs, as they get into this leadership role, they have a tough time navigating leadership and what it takes to be an effective leader. So what are some of those things, those traits that effective leaders have?
Yeah, you know, that's really true, because entrepreneurs, especially in small businesses, they are leaders and they very rarely see themselves as leaders. And just because they're building small teams kind of by the seat of the pants and everybody's roles are changing all the time, which is a very important thing for entrepreneurs, is not only how often they change hats in a day, but how often their team job descriptions morph. But they don't really see, you know, in a larger corporate setting, you can see a particular culture. And leaders who are entrepreneurs, even though they may only be leaders of themselves and a handful of other people, they don't really understand that they're also building a culture. And if they don't do it consciously, they're doing it unconsciously. And at that small business level, you don't really have so many mirrors as you have in larger businesses to reflect back to you where your culture is not supporting you.
You know, one of the things I think that's interesting too is the idea of, and you talked about it before, of changing and being open to the idea of changing the way that you did things before. How important is that in today's business climate?
Oh, it is so critical, because, you know, I'm all for goals, but I call it the yin and yang of success. So the yang is the goals and the data and the numbers and all that, and that's really good and it's really important stuff. But too many people lock in on one side of the equation. The yin is flexibility, is intuition, and the things that say, you know, even though my business plan said go right, I'm just sniffing an opportunity here to the left, and I'm going to make amends around that and make a gear shift here. And a lot of times people stay true to goals that are really far under what they could achieve if they would only let go of them.
It is News and Experts, Alex Hinojosa here on News Talk AM 1470 WMDG. And it's the Business and Beyond segment. I'm here with leadership expert and executive coach, Dr. Joni Carley. Dr. Joni, what is your website where people can find out more information about you?
My website is leaderfulledge.com. That's LeaderfulEdge, leaderfulledge.com. And that's because I believe that leaderful is something everybody needs to be. I've seen businesses where the janitor is a lot more leaderful than the CEO. And
right.
You got to build your leadership from the inside out. You know, who you are as a person is basically who you are as a leader. And people lose sight of that.
Right. You know, one thing that I've heard is that some people are worried about building leaders. I know this is going to sound weird to you, but I'm interested to hear your thought about it. They're worried about building too many leaders within their business, because then they're worried about having too many chiefs and not enough worker bees, if you will.
Is there such a thing? Well, yeah, but no, there's a big difference between leadership and control. And
right.
A real leader is happy to promote other leaders, because all boats rise. And when you're leading right and you build leaders under you, they push the water up so that your boat rises too, and you get to lead over leaders. And that's a much more powerful leadership position than being in control of a lot of people.
And I think that's one of the things that people forget, because a lot of times in leadership, especially in your business, you serve. There's a lot of service that comes from leaders, and so it's not necessarily it's not control that gives you power necessarily, but it's the ability to serve others and have them feel comfortable with you and then eventually follow you. Where that really comes from, right?
Well, serve, yeah, absolutely. And I like to think of leadership less as someone to be followed than someone who's serving the common vision. And that takes a lot of listening and a lot of taking in what's around you. And we're right back to where we started, Alex, which is culture. You know, if you build, as a leader, your most important job is to build culture, because we know culture has the highest effect on innovation, stakeholder loyalty, share prices, profits, teamwork, you know, you name it, and your culture is pretty much the determinant of it. So as a leader, first and foremost, you got to build a culture. And second, you know, if you don't have service to the planet and to everybody working there and to yourself and to the fiscal bottom line, if you don't have, we measure on 7 levels. We really like to break this down. And you know, if you're not looking at every level and service is part of that, then you really don't have a full spectrum business and you don't have a full spectrum plan for success.
It is leaderfuledge.com, the website for Dr. Joni Carli. Let me ask you this, when it comes to those 7, what are a couple of those other 7 benchmarks that you're talking about when it comes to leadership?
Well, we measure survival. You know, are the lights on? Are profits coming in? Is everybody safe? And then we look at things like performance and best practices, how communication's going. And then, you know, is there renewal going on? Is the company constantly looking at its own accountability, and is it adapting? Is it growing? Are the goals clear? Are the teams working together? And then the next level of that is there internal cohesion? Are you really building a community where there's shared values and where there's trust and transparency and integrity is so built into the fiber of the community that nobody's looking behind their back and everybody's aligned with forward motion? And then when you get into the higher levels, which really shouldn't be thought of so much as hierarchy, because some of these levels, we think they come after the fact, but we found out that, you know, with many, many studies worldwide, that if you're not looking at alliances and partnerships outside in the community, outside of the building, if you're not kind of looking at employees being fulfilled as whole people beyond the doors of the workplace, if you don't have coaching and mentoring going on, then you're probably not really going to be as vital at that level one where the profits are coming in as if you were paying attention to some of this kind of fulfillment stuff. And the highest level we measure is how you doing with service to the planet. You know, are you bigger than yourself? Are you big enough to be big in terms of your own social responsibility and ethical behavior and who you are in the world? And even though we tend to think of that stuff as fluff, it's a complete myth that that's fluff, because the data just doesn't bear it out. The data bears out when you consider those things, your profits are better.
And it's interesting, because it's so funny that you say that, because I'm a big believer in that, and I've had many people, you know, experts who have come on the show that have talked about variations of that. And I always kind of picture that guy who's listening to News Talk AM 1470 WMGG in the Business Beyond segment, who's kind of rolls his eyes and is gruff and is like, oh, that's hippie stuff. But it really is, like you said, it's no longer fluff. It's the way that business is today, right?
That's right. There's really no question. I mean, we are really at the cusp of a paradigm shift, and the numbers bear out this new way that the hippies were kind of visionaries about, really, a long time ago, that there is nothing hippie about this. When you look at the studies and you look at the difference in the numbers and the bottom line, you could actually make a very compelling court case against any CEO who doesn't account for this stuff. But most of them, you know, even in very forward-thinking companies, often don't anymore. You know, I do have a freebie on my website where people can download a PDF that they can measure themselves in these 7 levels of leadership and just see for themselves how they're doing.
Oh, that's fantastic. Give us that website one more time.
That's leaderfuledge.com, LeaderfulEdge.com, Leaderful Edge. And that's, you know, the idea is, like, I coach and I work like an Olympic coach does. No Olympian does it without a coach. And really forward-thinking and strong business leaders understand that, and they work like an Olympian. I'm not a psychologist, and you know, we certainly do some problem-solving, but coaching to problem-solve pays about 150% return on investment, and coaching at that leaderful edge, the way Olympians coach, is up to 689% return on investment.
Talking about anything related to business, it's always ROI. Hey, Dr. Joni, thank you so much for the conversation and being here on a Business and Beyond segment. And again, leaderfuledge.com is the website.
Well, thanks so much. It was great to be here, Alex.
It is News and Experts. Alex and a host on News Talk AM 1470 WMGG.